Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Chof Tes, and we're holding at the very bottom of Chof Ches Lamed Beis. And we're continuing to talk about the inyan of mitzvois tzrichois kavana. However, we're going on slightly a different halacha here. Meaning, normally mitzvah tzrichos kavana means that a person is doing a mitzvah, he has to have kavana l'shei mitzvah. Here we're going to talk about a different aspect. We're going to talk about whether someone who is blowing the shofar has to have in mind to go and be moitzi all of the other people listening to the tkiah shofar. So that starts on the bottom of Chof Ches Amud Beis. Omalei Reb Zeira L'Shamei. Reb Zeira said to his shamis, Ichaven Utkali. Apparently it was Rosh Hashanah. And he asked him, please, I want to hear the tkiah shofar. I know you, shamis, you know how to blow. Please blow the shofar. And Ichaven, have me in mind to be moitzi me. I want you to be moitzi me. Says Yimur Alma Kosova, L'chayr, we see from this that Reb Zeira holds, Mashmiya boi kavona, the Mashmiya has to have kavona to be moitzi the shoymea. Zogt Yimur Meisve, that's not so simple. Yimur asks a kasha from a braisa, actually from our Mishnah. The person was walking in back of shul, or he happens to be the next door neighbor next to the shul, and he hears in the middle of the davening that they're starting to blow shofar, or he called Megillah, or it's on Purim and he hears the Megillah. If he was mechaven, then yotza, then he's yotza. Vimlav lo yotza, but if not, he wasn't yotza. And we discussed this already yesterday. What does it mean in kiven liboy? Was he mechaven liboy to mekayim zayin the mitzvah, and therefore our Mishnah holds mitzvah is tzrichos kavana? Or like the Gemara said yesterday, no, he just wanted to, the Mishnah is just telling you, mechaven liboy l'shmoya, to hear the tekiyas, or to hear the Megillah. And the Gemara said, what do you mean to hear? He, obviously he heard me, that's what we're talking about. No. The Gemara said, for instance, when it comes to hearing the blowing of the shofar, he might have thought that this is just chamor ba'almahu, just some sort of an eisel, a donkey, that is making sounds. Because after all, we learned in the Mishnah the other day that when it comes to blowing shofar, it doesn't have to have a beautiful, sweet melody. Even if the sound is a coil of tzroir or tzrid, which means it was somewhat of a rough sound, it's also a yoitza. Kol ha-koilos k'sherim, all the koilos by a shofar akasha. So, if he's not mechaven to the tkiah shofar, he might not even realize. He might just think it's some animal just neighing, braying, making some sounds without, and that's what means kavanah salev. Anyway, that was the discussion yesterday. But what the Gemara is bringing this Mishnah in for is the gabi this halacha. Break the Gemara, you're telling me v'chichiv and liboy. He's yotza. Even though he, the Shemaya, is being mechaven to be yoytze the mitzvah. He hears the tkiah shofar and he says, oh, to hear the tkiah shofar like a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah and I want to be yoytze, that's all great. But what about the Baal Tekeah? The Baal Tekeah also has to have in mind to be moitzi him. And the assumption is that the Baal Tekeah only has in mind those people that are in shul, not people all over the world. And therefore, how is he yaitze? Everything more halacha b'shlich tzibur askinan t'daite akuli alma. This is not just a private individual who's blowing the shofar. This is the person that was appointed by the congregation to blow, and he's making the brachas, and he's going to blow, and all the rest. And so therefore, his das is on everybody. In other words, anybody and everybody that can hear the kol shofar, he has in mind to go and be moitzi. Presumably, he doesn't even have to have the express kavanah. It's implicit, because if the tzibur has appointed him, he's being appointed for the tzibur. Tzibur means anybody that's listening to this kol shofar. He has in mind he's going to go and be mitzvah. So therefore, no kasha on Reb Zeira, because in fact, the mashmiya had in mind to be mitzvah the oilam, just like Reb Zeira asked the shamis to have him in mind. I'm afraid to more toshima. Let me bring a ray from another case. Niskavin shemevel and niskavin mashmiya. Niskavin mashmiyevel and niskavin shemeya. Lo yotze ad shiskavin shemeya u mashmiya. The Braisa tells us everybody's got to have kavana. The shemeya has to have kavana and the mashmiya. Is niskavin shemevel and niskavin mashmiya. If only the shemeya had kavana and not the mashmiya. Or niskavin mashmiya, only the mashmiya had kavana. Velo niskavin shemeya, but not the shemeya. Lo yotze. Both of them have to be machaben to hear the tkiya shofa. Ketani mashmiya dumya to shemeya. Since the Braisa uses the expression shemeya umashmiya, the Gemara is assuming that the level and type of kavana is exactly the same. That mash shemeya shemeya li atzmoi, just by the shemeya he has machaben to be yoitza for himself. Obviously, he doesn't have to have in mind to be yoitza for anybody else. He's just the Shemeya, Shemeya Atzmai. So, af Mashmiya, Mashmiya Atzmai. Doesn't that sound like that Mashmiya only has to have in mind that he should be yoitza? Not that he has to go and be moitze everybody else. Uktani, and it says, lo yotze, that the Shemeya u'mashmiya, if they didn't have in mind for themselves, they're not yoitza. However, it doesn't say that he has to have in mind for anybody else. It only has to have in mind the chayda for they themselves. And you said that Reb Zeira said to Shamas, I want to hear from you because I want you to be moitzi me. So now you notice that next to Ketani Layotza, there's a small aleph, and that small aleph takes us to Marav Ranjburg, that Reb Tzal Ranjburg, on the right-hand margin in our Gemaris. And he adds a little bit of spice, if you will, to understand the Gemara. You see, by the Aleph Gemara, Uktani lo yotze, nishim betzidai rotze loyma. Lo yotze im loy kivein lahashmiya liatzmoy lo tzeis. When will he not be yotze if he's not mechaven for himself? As long as he had kavana for himself, I want to be yotze. I'm the Baal Tokea. I want to be yotze for myself. Yotze. Sounds like he doesn't have to have in mind for anyone else. Just as long as he's mechaben for himself, the shem mitzvahs, the tkiya shofar is yotze. Is a shver on Reb Zeira that said to his shamas, have me in mind. That's Reb Tzal Ranjburg. But now he adds that the Vilna Goin added nochaknech. Nochaknech means an additional point. Vagoin memarein rav Eliyahu mivilna zatzal pirish miriktoni lo yotza beloshin yochid v'liktoni beloshin rabim lo yotzu. Why doesn't it say that if the shemeya or the mashmiya was not mechaben liboy, it's not only lo yotza, lo yotzu. The whole oilam has not been yotza if he did not have in mind for them. By the fact that it did not say lo yotzu, it just said lo yotzu. Shema mino diraka mashmiya lo yotzu. Only the mashmiya, he didn't have kavanah to be yotzu. He's the
atzmoy.
The atzmoy. Avaloi shemeya yotzu after loynis kaven loy hamashmiya. That the shemeya will be yotzu even if the mashmiya did not have in mind to be moitzi everybody else. Says Rabbi Tzal, bihihi. Really, the pshat of the Vilna Goyen is the same pshat that I, Rabbi Tzal Ranjburg, just finished saying. It's just the same thing. Elisha Divri Agoyen Pshutim Tzas Yoyse. He makes it a little bit easier to understand by the fact that it says Oktani Lo Yotze instead of Oktani Lo Yotze. Ooh, that's what the Gemara is emphasizing. As long as you had in mind for yourself, Baal Tekeya, you're Yotze. You do not have to have in mind for everybody else. Is it bizarre?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Acherim yotzu.
Hey, exactly. It's Acherim ar yotzu. It's a Shver and Reb Zeira that Reb Zeira insisted, Shamas, have me in mind. Says the Gemara, you know, good gefreit, a very good kasha. Tonight, in fact, it's a machlokes tanai. What's a machlokes tanai? The sign you will look at a braisa. Shoimeya, shoimeya li atzmai. Umashmiya, mashmiya lefi darkoi. Meaning, everybody does for himself. The shemeya does for himself, he has in mind. And the mashmiya has in mind for himself. You don't have to have in mind for everybody else. Om Rabbi Yoisi. Pa'amen dvar mamur b'shliach tzibur. Shliach tzibur, it's implicit. Since he was appointed to go and blow the shofar, and there are 100 or 200 people there in shul listening, as well as anybody outside shul, he is the shliach mamuna for this purpose. So, automatically, even if he doesn't have kavana for Yankun, for Beryl, and for Shmeryl, automatically it's implicit. Al biyachid, if one yachid is being moitzi another yachid, such as Reb Zera Shamis was being moitzi Reb Zera, then you have to have the mashmiya should go and have in mind, not only am I blowing for myself, but I'm blowing for Reb Zera. So, kum t'choyse nechanami. At the end of the day, the Gemara says you do have to have kavana to be mashmiya, but if you're the care for the whole congregation, for the whole kehillah, then you don't have to have express. It's implicit in your cantorial duties, or
but
at least
your shliach tzibur.
Your shliach tzibur, exactly. But so, if it's a priyachid, he has to have in mind specifically for everybody else. Yeah.
When someone makes kiddush after they've already had kiddush, they've already made kiddush, the yotzei them. Okay.
Look at the last line on the Gemara. Last line all the way in the bottom. See the other way in the bottom. We're going to come to that in another couple of minutes. On to the next Mishnah. Since we had at the end of the previous Mishnah, and since we just spoke about the inyan of Kavana Salev, we have a very rare Mishnah that goes from Halacha to Agadita. But the importance of this Agadita, of this Mishnah, is to tell you it all depends on your Kavana Salev. That's the important thing. This is talking about, of course, the famous or the infamous war with Amalek, that it says in the Pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu's arms were heavy. As he was able to pick up his hands, then Klal Yisrael would be victorious. When he would put his hands down, the Gavra Amalek, then Amalek would win. And the obvious question is, just because he picked up his hands, he pulled down his hands, you know, it's not as if he pushed some sort of remote button that all of a sudden all the bombs started bombing. What difference does it make? He picked it up, he put it down. Eloi Malach, what the Mishnah, what the Pasuk is telling you is, Kol Zman Shehoi Yisrael Mistakun Klapei Malach. When they saw Moshe Rabbeinu's uplifted hands, they didn't just see his hands. They saw the heavens in back of Moshe Rabbeinu's hands. U'mishabdim es libam laviyim shemoshe mayim. If they were mishabed libam, in other words, they subjugated their own heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they realized HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kaviyachol, he does everything, he's in charge, bakol mikol kol, u'mishabdim, then they won. V'imlav, however, when Moshe Rabbeinu's hands came down, and they were no longer looking upwards, they were looking downwards, thinking about their own selves. I'm going to win with my own military tactics, ignoring that there's a Rebbeinu Shloim. And unfortunately, then they would fall in battle.
What's the lashon shovros mochama?
Yeah,
it's shovros to break. To I mean, mochama. It's a strange lashon shovros and mochama.
Yeah. Okay. If you see something,
I was wondering if there's any.
I didn't see anything. You have a parallel case. This is talking about the time when, unfortunately, there was a megefa, and Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Asei lecha sorof v'sim oisoy al neis v'yekol anoshech v'ro oisoy v'choy." Go and make the figure of a serpent, put it on a neis, put it on a tall pole. When anybody that chas v'shalom gets bitten, and the Roi Sivachoi, he's going to look at it, and then that's going to give him a refuah. Pray Timura, state right in the Pasuk. When you look at the Nochash, that Chas Hasholem, if you do look, you don't look, can this Nochash have the Koyach to go? I mean, after all, this is an inanimate Nochash. You just look at it. So there, this statue of a Nochash, can this cause death or cause life? As long as they were looking upwards towards that Nechash Nechoshes, they realized it's not the Nechash Nechoshes. They realized it's the power behind the Nechash Nechoshes. It's the blue heavens on top where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is residing, and he is taking care of, and he is arranging the whole world's affairs, including this Nechash Nechoshes. If they were Meshabat Libam, then they had a refuah. If you have love of Chas V'Sholem, not how you need Moikim. Moikim means Chas V'Sholem, they would disintegrate, deteriorate, and perish. Yeah.
It looks like a stira between the first and the second, because when Moshe Rabbeinu lifted his hands, Klal Yisrael was in Melchoma, they did not see it. They had to turn Klape Shamayim. In the second part of the Mishnah, they had to use a conduit as nachosh, but this is time avoid the zora. This is against all the philosophy of Yiddishkeit. So number one, I never understood why a nachosh had to be used as a conduit, bichlal.
Mm-hmm.
Two, is soiser, the first part of the Mishnah that shows that if you look klapei shomayim, you are helped. Mm-hmm. If you don't look klapei shomayim, you are not helped.
Mm-hmm.
So without conduit,
Gotcha. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't standing down below. He was standing on top of the har.
Yeah.
And so therefore all those people in battle could see Moshe Rabbeinu whilst they were fighting. So whilst they had a particularly difficult battle, they see Moshe Rabbeinu is up there together with his arms upraised.
So they saw Moshe.
They saw Moshe and they saw the symbolism, the arms being upraised. They realized that means Moshe Rabbeinu is pointing upwards. Don't look at me. Look at Shemayim upstairs. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. So when they saw those arms, they were so imbued.
So they saw Moshe.
Inspired.
But they were so, they were so inspired by Moshe Rabbeinu's act of raising his arms up that they realized that this was, everybody please mute yourselves. There's some background noise. Please mute yourselves, gentlemen. So when Moshe Rabbeinu would pick his arms up, then they would look towards Shemayim, and that gave them Mishabim Libel Shemayim. So that part, I think, is okay.
That part is okay.
The reason when the Chash HaChosh is, we don't know why Kadosh Baruch Hu decided Dafka to go and put up this Sarav. Kadosh Baruch Hu could have said, say, Kapitel Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kapitel Lamed, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Membei is in Tilim, and you'll have a Refor. Why Hashem Yisborach did it with the Chash HaChosh is? I don't know. It could be, if you're thinking about it, maybe the Kodesh Baruch Hu is trying to give the message, Chevra, this Nochosh that is going and biting and causing all of this massive disaster and death, etc. The reason is because I sent these Nochoshim. If I send a good Nochosh, this inanimate Nochosh which is on top of this pole, you get cured. So you see that it's nothing to do with Nochosh, it all has to do with me. So a person when would see that pole and see the Nochosh, he would start thinking about it. He said, Kadosh Baruch Hu is 100% right. If I get a bite from a nachash, toignish, but if I look at the nachash, it's good. So it's not the nachash that did it. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything from A to Z. Now, this man, she's so mistaken, clammy mal, misham, the machabayim, ho ye misrapin, the imlabin, chasisholim, if they did not look up and they were not mishabin limam, ho ye nemoikim, chasisholim, they would perish. So this is a very nice agadata. In fact, there's a popular song. Years ago, people would sing this song frequently. I haven't heard it recently.
London School Choir.
Sorry? Which
London
one?
School.
London School of Quiet? They used to sing. Good. Anyway, so getting now to the end of the Mishnah. Since we're talking about being mechavin and being moitzi and have kavana, chayyushet v'katan can't be moitzi anybody. Why not? If you yourself are not mechuyev, you can't be moitzi anybody else. If you're mechuyev, what's the inyan of this chiyev and being moitzi other people? The inyan is because of what we call arvis, kol yisrael arevim zelazeh. That arevim zelazeh means that I'm not only responsible for my own actions, I'm responsible for you and for you and for everybody else, and you're responsible for me. We're all in this together. We are achim anochnu. We all have to worry about everybody else's Yiddishkeit, not only our own Yiddishkeit. So if I have a shaychus to you, I can be moitzi you. However, if I have no choyva in terms of arvis, because it's not on the radar screen, I have nothing to do with you and with this particular mitzvah, then I can't be moitzi you. So who does this come to exclude? And that's the Gemara, talk to Gemara, turn it about.
I mean, I just want to say, when I was there, the findings of interest, when I was at the University of Chicago, which is there by Meiselman.
Right.
Yeah, I remember him. On Thursday nights at the Hillel.
And he taught Rosh Hashanah. He came to this Mishnah.
Right.
He said that this Mishnah is out of, what's this Haggadah doing in the middle here? So he said, because the censors they were pointing to these things about Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nachash, it was pointing to Osa Ish. They were using this as to say that this is a simen in the Torah for Chandra, and therefore they put it in here. They sort of camouflaged it to show this is not anything but the covenant Israel to look at the of Shemayim.
Beautiful. Why pink through the middle of the Sefer Rosh Hashanah?
Because the censors, they wanted to keep
confuse them. It's like confusing the Satan by going Shofar and Lowell, you know? They'll never look for a Mashiach, they'll look for a Sanhedrin, they'll look for it somewhere else.
Very nice, very nice. Beautiful. Yishakoyach. Thank you very much. That you said, by the way, before, the Nechash Nechoshis could be viewed Chas HaShom as Avodah Zarah. As you know, in Shoftim, one of the one of the Shoftim, or maybe one of the later Malachim, came and destroyed the Nechash Nechoshes, yeah, because people Chizkiyah. Were... Chizkiyah? Because people started thinking it had its own magical powers, and they bowed down to the Nechash Nechoshes.
This is the basis of Christianity.
Yeah, that's what we just heard now. Anyway, bottom line is on to the Gemara.
Right, the Caduceus is the serpent. It's the
Not only AMA, but also a lot of medical organizations that have such a picture.
Right, the EMS.
It's a symbol.
Zog Gemara, Tana everybody's mechuyev in tkiyah shofar. Who's the everybody? Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Geirim, Avodim, Mishuchrorim, Tumtum, the androgynous, Mishachetzi Avid, Vachetzi Ben Choirin. All of these people are enumerated, are mechuyev. Now, the Braisa doesn't say who is not mechuyev, but there are certain glaring exceptions or omissions. One of them, of course, is Noshim. It doesn't speak about women. And the reason why women are potter from Tkiyah Shofar is because it's
a mitzvah seishas mangrama.
Now, although women have today taken upon themselves, and in fact, that's one of the very special mitzvahs that women are all very excited about. You'll always hear, oh, how many here Tkiyah Shofar, and they have multiple minyanim, and they're going to hear later and earlier, and how who's going to take care of the kids, and then take them with them, what time exactly Tkiyah Shofar. So the women have taken this upon themselves with the full severity of din. But min ha-Torah l'maisa, they are potter because of some... please put yourselves on mute. We hear some background music from the computers. Anyway.
David and Shelley.
Done. Shekoyach. Thank you very much. So getting back to our Gemara. So Noshim are left out because it's mitzvah seishas mangrama. Another omission is regular avodim. We only spoke about avodim mishuchrorim. Avodim mishuchrorim have the same status as geirim. However, avodim before they are mishuchar have the same status as noshim. We learn lo meisha. So therefore, just like noshim are potter, regular avodim are also potter from tekiyas shofar. But now the Bryce is going to continue further in developing some of the halachas here. We said a tumtum. Start again. Hakol chayom b'tkiyah shofar, including the tumtum v'adreigenes. So now the Braisa says, tumtum einei moitzi loy esminei v'loy esha'einei minai. We know what a tumtum is. Tumtum means that there are no organs whatsoever. Neither male nor female.
It's not a transgender.
Whatever. Let's not get into political things. We're talking about
alphabet people.
Definition.
Yeah, whatever. You don't see any. There are no simonim whatsoever of either zachrus or nakvus. Zero. Gunish. So now you don't know whether this tumtum happens to be a zachar or an akeva. There's no such thing as a third category or changing your biological status. That's not ishkaiten. We're talking about the person was born, I just don't know, is it a zach or an akeva. So the Gemara elsewhere, in fact, says you can go and have a surgical procedure and see whether, in fact, there is a hidden gid or hidden bay. But here we're talking about a situation that no surgical procedure took place, and therefore the tumtum is the vial, just a plain board. We don't know Azoi, Tzazoi, Zuchar, Nekeva. We just don't know. He cannot be moitzi someone another tumtum. Why? Because maybe, in fact, if we did the surgery, we'd determine that this tumtum happens to be a Nekeva, and the other tumtum happens to be a Zuchar. Nekeva cannot be moitzi anyone because she's not mechuyeves bedover. So he can't be moitzi. Androgynous, on the other hand, moitzi esminoi. He can be moitzi another androgynous. As we know, androgynous means he has both simonim, both zachrus and nakvus. So he can go and be moitzi another androgynous because he's both and the other guy is both. Avaloi shein aminoi, but he cannot go be moitzi someone who's not his min, meaning a person who's a vadei zachar. Why can't he go and be moitzi vadei zachar? Because maybe he has the status of an akeva. An akeva is not mechuyevis bedover. So what about the other androgynous? The other androgynous is the same. All androgynous are the same. The tumtum, you have the shayla. It's a suffix. I don't know whether the tumtum happens to be a zachar or an akeva. There's no surgery, so I don't know.
It's hidden.
So it's hidden. However, the androgynous, both of them are out in the open. Both are revealed. So both of them are din of androgynous. In fact, other Gemaras hold that it's a beri b'fnei atzmai, that you do have a third one that you would check off on your gender list, male, female, or androgynous. So therefore, Zokti Gemara, he can be moitzias minai, avaloyish aina minai, but not an ish, because of the fact that he might, in fact, have the halachic status of nekeva. Now, what about micha chetzi eved chetzi ben choyer? In other words, for instance, this was previously an eved belonging to Yankel and to Merl, and then Yankel decided to go and free the eved, but he can only free his chelik; he can't free both chalakim. So therefore, now the eved status is he's 50% still an eved of Merl's, and he's a ben choyer, and he's free vis-a-vis Yankel. So ena moitzi le'asmin of leisha ena minai. He can't be moitzi either minoy esheena minoy. Now, why can't he be moitzi es minoy esheena minoy? The ena minoy is simple, because on the tzad that he is still an eved, that means he's still an isha, same halacha of an isha, and isha can't be moitzi an ish, because she's not mechuyeves bedover. So the chutzi eved cannot be moitzi, ena mechuyev bedover. Why can't this chutzi eved, chutzi ben choyrin, be moitzi another chutzi eved, chutzi ben choyrin? Says Rashi, because in the tzad avdus is going to try to be moitzi the tzad chayris of the other individual. If you look at the Rashi, about 10 lines from the top of the Amid, 10, 12 lines. Misha chetzi eved, tli osi tzad avdus de mashmia, umapik tzad chayris de shemeya. Since both the mashmia and the Shemea are both Chutzi Eved, Chutzi Ben Choyrin, and the Mashmia is not blowing a half a Shaitre. He's blowing a Ganze Tekia, and this Ganze Tekia is a half Avdus Tekia, half Cheres Tekia. The Tzad Avdus Tekia cannot be Moitzi, the other Eved's Tzad Cheres Shabbat. So therefore, there's a disconnect, it doesn't work. The Gemara will talk about this on the bottom of the Omen. In fact, the Gemara is going to say, can the Chutzi Eved, Chutzi Ben Choyrin be Moitzi himself? Because, after all, he is also Eved and Ben Choyrin at the same time.
Can same applies.
The same question. Nimor is going to address it. Anyway, wait. We have no Breira. We're going to have to wait until the bottom of the Omer, because Nimor is going to go and address it. So, Omer, we go over the Breira again. We start from the beginning. Hakol chayom betkiya shoifer koyhanim levim Yisrael. Pray Timara. No pshita. Ihani le mechayvi, man mechayvi. Do I have to go and tell you that Kahana Levim Yisraelim are chuyiv? If not them, who are? The Gentiles, the Goyim are mechayiv, and the father, the Yidin are mechayiv. So, a Yid is a Koyin, Levi Yisrael, or a Yidin, so no pshita. So, tomorrow pshita. Ihani le mechayvi, man mechayvi. Every more Kahanim is shichalei. Really, Levim Yisraelim we didn't need. We really needed the Kahanim. But once we said the Kahanim, we threw in Levim Yisrael. Why do we need Kahanim? So, Kadai Tachim and Hagoksiv, Yoin Tru Yir Lechem. Mandalese elabitkia, the chad yoima, who the machayv? Vanikayanam hoil this no bitkia to chol hashana. When does the Torah machayv a person in blowing shofar? Yoim trua yilachem. Yoim trua means one day a year. Yoim trua. Aha. Okay. The Kahanim, however, they have to listen to the trua every single day. What do you mean that they have to listen to kias and truas? The chassidut says in the pasuk, "Uskatem mechat soitris al oylei seichem v'yal shalmeichem v'al zivchei shalmeichem v'yilachem lezikaron lefnei lekeichem and yesham lekeichem." In other words, whenever they brought karbonus in the base of Middash, they were accompanied besides the shir and the zimra of the Bnei Levi, also people blew the chatzoitzes on the oilis. And this oilis were brought every single day in the Bnei Semigdash. The Tomashul Shach and Tomashul Ben Aboyim were oilis. So they heard the tkiyas all the time. So therefore, I might think, for there is no yoim trua. Every day is a yoim trua. So I might think that they're potter. Kamash v'lai. Afraid tomorrow. One second. To me, it seems like you're confusing two things. Midami, hasem chatzoitz, right? It said the pasuk uskatem chatzoitz. It doesn't say you have to blow the shoifer. Hach shoifer. Two different things. Soi bazoi. Every day of the year is a chatzoitz day. But only one day a year is a shoifer day. Rosh Hashanah and Yoivel are the same. Number one, vis-a-vis that you blow the shoifer. And ulebrochas, you have the Malchias Zechroinus Vishoifarois, that you have the same Shmonesri. We spoke about that a few days ago. What do you do with the Zehayom Tchilas Maasecha? Do you leave it in? You take it out? Remember, we had this in the Gemara. Anyway, so I would think, since the two are basically the same, they're almost like twins. Man the Isra Mitzvah say Yoivel Isra Mitzvah the Rosh Hashanah. Vani Kohanim Hoivel Lesna be Mitzvah the Yoivel. The Kohanim don't have that same status of Yoivel like Yisraelim. Tetnan Kohanim Levim Moichrim the Oilam v'Geal the Oilam. A Yid, if he was, for instance, Makdish his property, and then after that the Gizbar says to him, "You want to go and buy it back? No, I'm not interested." And he sells it to someone else. When it comes the Yovel year, he doesn't get it back. It can no longer be Goyim. Masha Enkin Agabi Akoyin, he can be Goyim Yoylam. If it was his property originally, and he was Makdashit, and then after that he wasn't Goyilit, when it comes the Yovel year, he can go and be Goyilit from the person to whom the Gizbar sold it. And the same thing applies to, you have a lengthy Rashi that goes through all the halachas, be it where the Kahanim are different than the Israelim. Mm-hmm. For instance, there's the din of the Bati Arichoyma, or the Bati Arichoyma, a person has 1 year a right of redemption. Vimlo yigoel ad melois leishonis mima, vakoma bayis ashebeir, lo yichoyma, latzmesis, lakoina oisle the deroisov, lo yetze vayoyvel.
By the
Kohen,
yes.
By the Kohen, yes. And then the Rashi goes through all the examples by Steachuza, Makdish, etc. Anyway, so therefore I would think, since the Hilchos Yovel that apply to Yisraelim don't apply to Kehanim the same way, so maybe they don't have the din of the blowing, because the blowing that reminds us of Yovel, that you free all of, not only the Avodim, but also all the Kakois, go back. They're here, but the Kehanim doesn't go back. That's why we had to go and say, no. The din of Yom Tru of Rosh Hashanah applies across the board, even to the Kohanim. So we spoke about the ready Mishachetzi Ev V'chetzi Ben Choyin, Eina Moitzi Liyasmina V'Liyashena Minoi, why can't he be Moitzi Esminoi? Because the Tzad Avdus can't be Moitzi the Tzad Cheiris of the second Evid, or Chutzi Evid. Ravuna Uli Atzu Moitzi, but himself he can be Moitzi. He can. Nachum Ravuna. Why can't he be moitzi somebody else? Deloy osi tzad avdis. Umapik tzad cheres. His tzad avdis can't go be moitzi the other evet tzad cheres. Latzwe nami loy osi tzad avdis di day. Umapik tzad cheres di day. El Ram Nachman. Afla atzmoi einoi moitzi. Not like Ravuna. In fact, you can't even be moitzi yourself. If you're chutzi evet chutzi men chayrin, you have to hear the Tkiya Shoifer from a full-fledged Ben Choyrin. You can't be Yoitza on your own blowing, because the Tzad Avdus can't be Moitzi the Tzad Chayrs. Tanya Mihochi, Takarai from the Raisa, Mishachetzi, Ebbe, Chetzi, Ben Choyrin, Afla Atz, Moi, Einoi, Moitzi. Period. Nushtichel now. Now we're going to talk
when
about...
When he hears his Yoitza.
If you hear somebody else.
Yeah.
If you have the regular Baal Tekeh, who's a full-fledged...
Ben Choyrin.
A regular Ben Choyrin, then he's Yoitza. But he can't blow for himself. He can blow and blow and blow, but he won't be Yoitza.
Yeah.
Zogim or Baite.
Question?
Yes, sure. Even Alivi. Yeah.
So let's say a person who feels like he's a woman, he's not Yotze. Right?
What do you mean a person who feels like he's a woman?
Like a gay person.
Whatever his biology is, what counts. What he feels is all in his mind. If he looks like a Zohar, then he's a Zohar. If she looks like an Akeva, she's an Akeva. The fact that he wants to change and make this and that.
I thought it's in your mind.
It's a Kavana. Kavana doesn't matter then.
Yeah, exactly.
With regard to gender,
exactly.
Kavana doesn't matter.
Go listen to Ben Shapiro.
Okay, let's continue on. Who's Ben Shapiro?
He's a from Jew.
He's a from Jew and he has it right.
No, right
is the word.
Yeah.
Is Chaim Betfilin? The Tumtum Dragon is a chayv in all the mitzvahs mitzad sofik. In other words, until the Tumtum, we have a clear cut answer. If you make a clear cut surgery,
he has to put on tefillin.
He has to do everything because he's a sofik that he's an ish.
A dragon is a vada because he has the simon zachas.
Exactly, simon zachas. Exactly right. If you want to know all the differences, there's a perek at the end of Masechtas Bikurim. In Zroim, we can look it up afterwards, that goes through numerous halachas that apply to Tumta and Dragonis, especially here Yo, here Nisht, which we can look at at the end of the Shir, but it's a parak at the end of Bikur. So, Timur Abayt, Tani Ahava Bered Rabzeir, what a beautiful name, Ahava. Maybe he's related to Rav Adabar Ahava. Anyway, there's a famous story about Rav Adabar Ahava. Rav Adabar Ahava, of course, is an Amoyra that we find in the Tana that we find in the Gemara very often. Tana Amoyra, I'm not sure. Anyway, so there's a story that at the time that the Rav Shloime Gansfried wrote his Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, there was today, of course, it's accepted everywhere, but at that time it made a big storm among the Gedolei Yisrael. And there were many Rabbanim that were opposed to it, because they said, oh, you're going to have a Kitzur, nobody's going to look in the Shulchan Aruch anymore. They're going to say, I have everything in the Kitzur, very simple, yeah. Listen. So there were many Rabbanim.
The Rambam, exactly, Mishnah Torah, exactly, same problem.
Every day, Chol Dar V'Dar, right?
Same problem.
Okay, anyway, so there was a lot of heat against it, And I believe one of those that was misnagid was Reb Chaim Tzanze. The Divrei Chaim was against the writing of the compilation of the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, and he was looking for some friends. And one of the friends was a Ruv in the city of Ada. Ada is a city in, I believe, what used to be called Yugoslavia, and today it's either Serbia or Slovenia or whatever. So there was a town called Ada, and the Ruv of Ada was was on the side of the Divrei Chaim. So the Divrei Chaim wrote him a letter, and he started the letter by saying, yeah, Malas Kvoit, etc., etc. And he said, Harav Ada Bar Ahava. You happen to be the Ruv of Ada, but Barahava, mm-hmm. you are very beloved to me, mm-hmm. that Baruch Hashem,
you support me.
You're my supporter and you're going with me. Maybe he was also even a Talmud of him, so he said, Ada Barahava. Anyway, but here we have a case of Hava, that Hava, the Brei, the Reb Zeira, what did he learn? Kol HaBrochis Kulan Afo Pishi Yotza Moitzi, Chutzi Birchas HaLechem U Birchas HaYayin. So before we continue on, what does this mean? All brachas, yeah? So it's really not a difference between all brachas and birchas lechem and birchas hayayin. It's really a difference between birchas hamitzvois and birchas hanehenin. Any type of birchas hamitzvois, because all of us are in this together. So just like we can make a bracha for ourselves, we can be moitzi others. Even if we have been yoitze already. So, for instance, a Baal Tekea has already blown shofar in shul. He's been yoitzer. The oilem has been yoitzer. And then they ask him to please go to a hospital to go and blow shofar there for people in the hospital, which is not uncommon. Now, yes, it does say it would be desirable if the chole himself or herself can make the bracha, gesundheit. But if not, the Baal Tekea makes the bracha again. Oh, you already made the bracha. Isn't the bracha levatola? The answer is no. Because he's still mechuyev in the mitzvah of shofar, not for himself, but al tzarvus, because everybody's responsible for everyone else. And so therefore, afo pi sheyotze, even though he was yoitze already, he can be moitzi again and again and again. And you can go and make the bracha on tkiyah shofar 5 times, 10 times, 20 times, as many times as he's blowing shofar for people that need to hear the tkiyahs. And the same thing applies to people reading the Megillah. It's not uncommon that people read the Megillah in shul and then they go to private homes and then they read it again for people that need to hear the Megillah. There, however, if they're laning for women, it says preferably the women should make a brach because it's slightly different. It's lishmoya and this is to read. Akriyas Megillah, lishmoya Akriyas Megillah. Okay, lishkaf kimena. But bottom line is, he can go make the bracha numerous times. Whether by women he should make it or not, this already gets into a question whether they're mechiyavis bedover, is irdin of arvus. We're not going into those details. Oh, very good. So then they are mechuyev. It's a chiyogit. So now getting back to our Gemara now, because of arvus. But what happens birchas alechem? In other words, somebody comes into your home and he wants to eat a piece of bread and he asks you, could you be moitzi me in the bracha? I'm not sure exactly how to make the bracha. Can you be moitzi me? The answer is no, he cannot be moitzi in the bracha. Why not? There's no arvus on birchas hanehenen. Only arvus and birchas and mitzvahs. Why is there no arvus and birchas and hanen? Because you don't have to eat this piece of bread. If you wanted to go, you can have a piece of kugel. You can have cholent. You can have something else. You don't have to have a piece of bread. Anything that you're going to eat, you don't have to have this. You can have something else. Let's look at the last two Rashi's here in the Yomid. 6-7 lines in the bottom of the Rashi. Ava pishi yotze moitzi shari kol Yisrael areven ze bo ze le mitzvois. Chutz mi birchas alech vayayin. Not only lechem v'yayin, v'shar birchas peiros v'rechli. Birchas peiros means all birchas and henin. V'rechli means even to go and smell like vitamin summon. She'ein and choyva. No choyva. You don't have to go and make a bracha on any of these things. Ela she'os l'hanet min hoylem hazeh b'lei bracha. You now that have a no without making a bracha. There's no choyva on you to go and now drink this wine or eat this piece of bread. You don't want to have a no, don't have a no, don't make a bracha. So therefore, since it's totally voluntary, there's no arvus connection here. So since you are not Tony, you have a braid of zera, kol brachas kulan, meaning all birchas and mitzvahs. Al bishyotz, even though you're a yoitz Megillah lading, even though you're a yoitz tzkiya shofar, moitzi, you can make the bracha over again for people that were not yotzei yet. As well as all other brachos involving food, shem loy yotze. If you were not yoitz until now, moitz. In other words, if you are breaking bread together with other people at the table and you're making a moitzi, then of course you can be moitzi everybody else at the table. In fact, that would be very appropriate. Making hamoitzi and being moitzi. That's perfect. However, if you already made a moitzi 5 minutes ago, and now some late guests come in and say, oh, I didn't hear the hamoitzi benediction, could you please go and make it for me? No, they should make it themselves. Miyotze ain't a moitzi.
Was that clear? Your wife is going to bring them the chamishin now.
Exactly. So that's going to make their
own.
We're going to talk about that. Good talk. Everything that you're saying, we're going to talk about. Zokti Mora Boy Rova, or on the side there is going to say that Boy Rachba, Bigirsa. What happens? Birchas Halechem Shal Matzah, or Birchas Hayayin Shal Kiddush Hayoimahu. Oh, this is a different story. This Birchas Halechem Shal Matzah means Matzah's mitzvah at Seder night. The Birchas Hayayin, we're talking about making Kiddush on, for instance, Friday night. Mau, Kim de Choyve Hu Mapik. So Rashi quickly points out that both the eating of the matzah mitzvah on Seder night and making Kiddush Friday night involve two brachas. We have, for instance, Seder night, hamoitzi and achilas matzah. Yeah. And on a regular Friday night, we make both a Boir Pri Goffin and Mekadosh Shabbos. So Rashi immediately acknowledges that avada legabi the bracha, which is specific to the mitzvah, the birchas mitzvahs, the alachinas matzah, as well as mekadesh Shabbos, that I certainly can be moitzi someone else, because that's like any other birchas mitzvah. The question is, what about the bracha of hamoitzi lechem and aretz on the matzah, as well as the boir pri goffin on the kiddush, because those are birchas haneheden. So you have here kind of a hybrid. It's birchas haneheden together birchas mitzvah. So what's the din now?
Both.
Oh, so let's look at the top Rashi. Birchas alechem shel achilas matzah shemavorchin. You make the bracha hamoitzi. Or birchas hayayin shemavorchin lefnei kiddush a boir pri goffin. Mal al achilas matzah umikadosh Yisrael loyti boilach. That's a vada. The choyven him. That's a vada. O mapik. Of course he can be moitzi. El birchas hamoitzi birchas hayayin mi boilon shein bois. What's the reason why we make this bracha moitzim birchas yayin? Because you have to be toim, you have to eat or drink it. In other words, it's a birchas nehenen. And inami loy toim, even if he himself says, I'm full, I can't eat anymore, somebody else has to go and be toim or drink or eat. So what's the shayla? Getting back to the imara. Mahu. Second line. Since it's a choyva, you gotta eat matzah and you have to drink the wine on, we have to hear the kiddush on Friday night. Mapik, so therefore, it's part of the arvus, part of the, oydil mabrocha lav choyvihi. No, the birchas mitzvah is taka choyva, but the normal bracha of the yayin and of the matzah, of hamoitzi lechem and aretz, even though over here, I have to make those brachas, but that's really not the birchas of mitzvahs. It's, generically, it's a birchas hano, birchas and henan that we have throughout the year. Even though now I need to,
it's attached to the mitzvah.
It's attached to the mitzvah. Look at the Rashi Oydilma, about 5 lines on the bottom. Oydilma, birchas hano lav choyva le mitzvah asya she'af b'chol hanoyes hinei hegas. You see, it's not a special birchas mitzvah because every time throughout the week, anytime I want to drink wine, I got to make a moitzi break off it. Whenever I want to go and break bread or eat a piece of matzah, I got to make a moitzi. See, yes, here it turns out that I have to do it as kind of a secondary requirement, but it's not a birchas mitzvah. It's essentially a birchas hanehen. So what's it did? It's toshima. Diomar Ravashi, ki avinim be'rav papi, ha'am mekadish lon. I remember that when we were in Rav Papi's house, he made kiddush for us. When later on the orders would come from the field, he would make kiddush for them as well. But you already made kiddush. No problem. He would repeat the kiddush together with both brachas. Therefore, he wants to bring a raya that yes, you could be moitzi multiple times, not only the birchas hamitzvah part, but even the birchas hanehenen part of the kiddush.
So the one who drinks in hasanoa doesn't have to make a bracha if he said amen.
That's correct. If he or she had a mind, the yoitzah, they do not have to make.
If he does say a bracha, is a bracha lebatola? That's
a question. This is already minhagim. In other words, what Mr. Friedland is pointing out is that when you go to somebody else's house for Shabbos, and if they mechabed you, you also make kiddush, fine. But what happens if it's only the balabas is making kiddush and you're listening? After he finished making kiddush, should you go and also say Boir Pri Goffin? And or once, if he is moitzi you with hamoitzi, with the lechem mishnah, do you make your own hamoitzi or just yoitz? So that's already two menachim. many people are knowing, I already heard now, Yoitze, they don't make any new brachas. Take care. My making a bracha almost negates the fact that the person was Yoitze. The other minig is, however, so the other minig is, no, that you do make the bracha individually. So what will you Yoitze from him? So in the case of the Lechem Mishnah, Yoitze Lechem Mishnah. I only get a small little piece. Yeah. The Lechem Mishnah aspect, I was Yoitze from the Moitze. But the Hamoitze aspect, I make for myself.
Because it's not a bracha levatola.
No, according to this minig, it's fine. The same thing applies to the Kiddush, even though he was Moitzeo, he was Moitzmi and they're making the Mekadosh Shabbos. But in terms of the individual bracha, I make it myself, I'm Yoitze Maya. So whichever way you do it, you're going to be fine. Tana Rabbanu Yivreis Odom Prusa Orchel Elim Kein Oichel Imohem. A person should not go and... Now the Yivreis Odom, we don't mean over here to go and give pieces. We mean over here to make the bracha. Like the Rashi says at the end, last Rashi in the Perek, Yifreis Birchas Hamoitzi, can really help. Shein Echoy Valem, Lo Yoichlu, Vlo Yivorchu. You have guests coming to your house. You already made Hamoitzi from before. They want you to go and be Moitzi them in the Hamoitzi. Lo Yifreis Adam Pruslach Orchem, and Lekin Oichlu Iman. If he is making a bracha together with them, he's eating together with them, and he's making a bracha, that's fine. But if he is not eating with them, for instance, a person who's already finished eating, and somebody comes now from Eretz Yisrael, he's hungry, and like them, sure, come on in. I'll give you a full meal, but I'm not going to eat alone. I already ate. So then they have to make their own bracha because it's a birchas in the hand, and you can't, no din of arvus, you can't make a bracha for them. What happens if you have little kindlech and einar at home? Even though you've made a bracha already for yourself, you can repeat the bracha for them. Why isn't it a bracha levatala? I already made a bracha. Als chinuch, you can go, and for your own household, for your children, for your family, you can go and make brachas for them, so that they learn the nusach bracha and how to make a bracha, and when you make a bracha, so that's okay. Because again, that's birchas mitzvah, so you can go and be moitzi, you can say it multiple times. Yeah.
Before we leave this parak, just going back, so it seems to me that we ended up with respect to the shofar,
yes,
that he has to be have kavana for himself.
Right.
But that's not what we learned the day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We learned, that as long as he was tokea, that he knew he was being tokea for a mitzvah, we said that was okay. We said it was just sort of little pieces of it. But if he had kavana for the whole tekiya, not that he was doing it, but here we, so that's the makovos kanoim, because yesterday
shofar is havel megillah.
Yeah, I know this, but I'm saying going back to the shofar Megillah, to the shofar, it seems to today,
we're blowing over the
I'm just saying it seems that here that it's that he had, it seems like we possibly that way that he has to have in mind to be Yotze himself, mm-hmm, and then everybody else, it seems like it's a split decision, because
yesterday the Gemara said that Rova Paskin Mitzvah is ain't Srichas Kavara,
right.
You don't have to Mechab Mishim Mitzvah. And therefore, according to Rava, you don't have to be mechaven to Yoitze, you just have mechaven to hear. So when the person is blowing the shofar, if you're standing all the way in the back of this medrash, strain your ear to be able to hear the whole ski, because if you don't hear it, you're not. So that's the kivan liboy, according to Rava, that you hear it, and you didn't sound like grunting sounds of chamar,
right,
that you heard it clearly, you know, for sure. That's the kavanas leif. What we spoke about early this morning at the beginning of the shir is that if you have a Baal Tekeah who's going and blowing for the masses, does he have to have in mind to go and be moitzi others? So the shliach tziv gemara concludes that's not an issue. He's automatically being moitzi everyone. But if you have a one-on-one situation, person couldn't go to shul, for instance, chas v'shalom is not feeling well, somebody else comes to blow shofar, he has to expressly have in mind to be mashmiya, to have in mind for this particular individual.
Well, this is interesting. And he blew the shofar. He had intention to blow a sound, not necessarily the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. I thought that's
what
we ended up yesterday.
According to Rava, all you have to have in mind is that you're
doing
some kind of tarat, tashat,
right,
shrat,
right,
even if you're not mechayim l'shem mitzvah, but as long as you did the proper koilis, you yoitza.
And here today we're saying not that.
We're saying that if you want somebody else to be yoitza, you have to be mechavin to go and be moitzi him. So you could have a situation, according to Rava, for you yourself, and for he himself, and for everybody else, nobody has to have in mind to mechaven l'shem mitzvah. As long as you heard it, you yoitz. However, the person that blew, he nevertheless has to have in mind to be moitzi everybody else. Okay?
Okay, so it's not mitzvah shrei kavanah here, it's a different thing. Here,
it's a different form of kavanah. Different.
It's a yotzi others. It's a wider...
Exactly. It's a different aspect in kavanah.
Okay.
Ha Anulach Rubezin, brand new perek, Zuk to Mishnah. Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yoyis B'Shabbos. Okay, so this is happens quite often that Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Usually every third or fourth year Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Do we blow the shofar or not? And we know, of course, that we do not blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yoyis B'Shabbos. But now we're dealing a little bit with history. Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yoyis B'Shabbos B'Mikdash. At the time of the Beis Hamikdash, they did blow the shofar. Avloi b'Medina, not chutz l'Mikdash. Rashi says, loy b'Yerushalayim v'loy b'Gvulin. The only place that they blew the shofar was in the Beis Hamikdash itself on Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yoyis B'Shabbos. Here's going to bring him in Zakeh. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I left that out. Thank you. Mishachar Beis Hamikdash, one of the Beis Hamikdash, and Nebuchadnezzar was Charev. His Ken Rechem and Zakeh, Shehu Toikin, Bechol Mokav, Sheyesh Boi Bezin. Rechem and Zakeh said, unfortunately, there's no Beis Hamikdash anymore. You remember, Rechem and Zakeh made a whole bunch of takkonois, Yoim Anaf, Kulei Yosef, etc. After Chor Beis Hamikdash, Meher Yibona Beis Hamikdash. But in the meantime, Rechem and Zakeh said, only be Tekeya where there is an established bezin. The bezin that we're talking about, says Rashi, is a bezin of 23 dayanim, not a bezin of three. In other words, a bezin hagodol that could even be done nefashis, like you have in the first Mishnah in Masechta Sanhedrin, which we'll get there soon. So bottom line is that if it had a bezin, then you can go and be Tekeya. Otherwise, no Tekeyas on Shabbos. You got to wait till the next day of Rosh Hashanah. Amr Abluza. Lahiskun Mirchman Zakai Ella Biyavna Buvad. Lozer said, Rabbi Yechman Zakai Taka made a takana, but not Bachom Mokim Sheish with Bezin. Only in Yavne. Vos Epis Yavne, says Rashi Shahois Shom Sanhedrin Gedoyla Biyamov. Bachim Chom Mokim Shagol to Sanhedrin. The Gemara, I believe, in Sanhedrin says that the Sanhedrin, in the last years of its existence, went into 10 different Golas, in 10 different places. Yavne was one, and Usha, and other places. And when the Sanhedrin was in that spot, says Rabbi Elazar, yeah, then Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, you can go below the shofar, not a problem. And therefore, Yavne Lavdavki means any one of those 10. But the Ikka that Rabbi Elazar is coming to be Motzi is not a Bezin of 23. It had to have the Sanhedrin Gedolah of the 70. That's what Rashi says here very clearly. So that's Rabbi Elazar. Omru loy, so the Chum responded, Echad Yavnev Yechel Kol Mokim Sheyesh Boi Bezdin. The Gemara is going to ask, L'chori these Omru loy, aren't they the same as the Tanna Kamma? The Tanna Kamma already said, Mishachar Beis Hamikdash, Shishkin B'Yechman Zakeh, Shitoikim Chol Mokim Sheyesh Boi Bezdin. So what is the Omru loy adding? I mean, simply one could say it's the same Omru loy, the same people. But the Gemara is going to assume that it's someone else, and we're going to say, what's the nafke mina between the Tanna Kamma and these Omrulai? V'oid zois hois Yerushalayim yeseira al Yavne. Yerushalayim also had one greater benefit, if you will, and added mitzvah more than Yavne. Shekol ir shehir roya v'shemas v'kroy v'yichoy lovay toiken. It wasn't only Yerushalayim. When they were tekeah in Yerushalayim, Rashi says, presumably he's referring to the Beis Hamikdash was still standing. So not only did they go and blow in Yerushalayim, but they even blew in all of the Galilois, all of the Shtetlach, all of the towns and villages that were near Yerushalayim, that were so close that Roya v'Shemas, or Kroya v'Yechoy L'Lovay, it was so close, it was within the Tchum, you could have walked over to Yerushalayim, but you don't need to.
It's a Shushan Purim rule.
Exactly. Since it's so close, Toikin, in those places. However, Yavne, after Birchim and Zakkai made his special Tekun of Yavne, only in Yavne, Toikin of the Bezin, Bulvod, only in the town of Yavne, where the Bezin was, but not anywhere else. And the Gemara will explain more in detail. So, Gemara, Minani Mili, we started off that if Yontif or Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, the Migdash they did blow, but not the Medina. What is the source of this? What's the basis? We're not immediately. Amr Ablevi bar Lachma, Amr Abchama bar Chanina. It's min ha-toira. What do you mean min ha-toira? Kosev echoraim. We have a stiras ha-psukim. One person says, Shabbos in zichrei trua. Zichra means you remember, in remembrance of the trua. Because of echoraim, yoim trua, that you actually blow the shofar. Yom tri yavichem. Is the chastira. Do you actually blow? Or you just think about it and you have zechroinois? Loi kasha. Can be under shecholiyos b'shabbos. Can be under shecholiyos b'chol. If Yom Tov falls out during the week, Yom Teruah. If Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, you'll say piyutim, and you'll talk about it, and Rabbi Yisai, we can't blow the shofar today, and they'll say all the piyutim in the Shemon Esrei, the zechroinim into shofarais, we still say the same Shemon Esrei, even though you don't blow the shofar. So that'll be a zechroin teruah. It can't be under shecholiyos b'chol. Amarava imidaraisi. If you tell me this mina Torah, the mikdash eicher takina. So then, mikdash is also part of the yom Shabbos and zichron trua. She shouldn't be blowing. Why the mikdash did they allow for the blowing?
They already had the chatzos was blowing by the tamid shel shachar in the mikdash and Shabbos. So it's not a big deal.
Exactly. Very frightening more nochazach halav malachi, or the Bach is going a little bit differently. Ha-malachi, is this a malacha? Why should there be a problem in blowing on Shabbos the shofar? We know that Kiyah shofar is not considered to be a malacha. Do I need that pasuk to be memayda to exclude it? The Tanav Yishmol, kol malacha savoid lo yisasa. What means malacha savoida? Yotzat Kiyah shofar adiyah sapas, shi chochma v'eina malacha. When it comes to Kiyah shofar, it's not a malacha. You just have to have that chokhmah. It's a kishrei that many people have, but many people don't have. But it's not a malachi, it's not a chopping wood, it's a question of a chokhmah. And the same thing with diyas pas, removing the pas in such a way that it doesn't get burned and it doesn't fall to pieces. You got to use a chokhmah. A good baker, professional, knows what he's doing. Somebody else, you know, the whole thing will become a mush. So anyway, so why should it be a problem in doing in Shabbos anywhere? Vos epis in Mikdash. Here in Rafon's Besmedesh, we should be able to go and blow the shofar on Shabbos, as long as you have someone who is capable. El Omerov, Midiraisa Mishra Shari. Min HaToyra, you're allowed to go and blow on Shabbos if it's Rosh Hashanah. No problem, it's not a malacha. For Rabbanan the Gozer, Bey. Everybody's mechuyi, but not everybody is a baki. Very famous Gemara, and you have it, of course, in Masechta Sukkah. We had it not long ago, and we can have it in Mitzvah Masechta Megillah. That if Sukkah falls out on Shabbos, Sukkah always falls out on Shabbos. The only question is which day of Sukkah falls out on Shabbos. But the day that falls out on Shabbos, we don't take outside the Mikdash, we do not take the Harbaminim. And the same thing if Purim falls on a Shabbos, which doesn't happen in the Chutzlah, it's going to fall out in Yerushalayim, you have Shushan Purim falling out in Yerushalayim, then you do not lay the Megillah on that day. Why don't you go and lay the Megillah? Same reason for Shofar, Lulav, and Megillah. These things require experts that know what they're doing. What happens if the person who's going to blow the shofar, the person with the Arba Minim, who's going to lay the Megillah, doesn't know what to do? So he's going to go and carry the shofar or the Arba Minim or the Megillah in Rishus Aravim, Dal Aravim, or he's going to be Moitim Rishus L'Rishus, and therefore he's going to be over on Hilchis Haitzah, which is certainly one of the Lamedes Malachas on Shabbos. Because of that, they said, okay, you know what, if Shabbos, don't do any of these things. But that's only outside the base Mikdash. In the Mikdash, says Rashi, ain't isa shvus drabanan b'mikdash, ain't shvus b'mikdash. So therefore, in the base Mikdash, there were not goes there, that you're going to go and ask a baki, a chochem, and therefore, base Mikdash is permissible, but not outside the base of Mikdash.
Why is Miller allowed?
Sorry?
Why is Bismillah allowed? Yom, we have in Shabbos, Mendy, Yom, 17, 18 times. I feel the Shabbos. We had the Blessed Demila. Yeah, it's a great question, but that's the Gemara addresses it.
But Yom Hashmini. But Mendy's asking, what happens if you have a moil that may have shilas? Exactly how do you do the meal, this and that? Maybe he's going to go and carry.
Don't hire him.
Agree. Why don't we? So don't hire Baal Tekeah if he doesn't know the halachas. Sure, he doesn't know what he's doing. Don't ask someone to fill in the Megillah if he doesn't know what he's doing, etc. So there's a, I think it's a Taz, if I'm not mistaken, that says that all the gzeiros that you find in Rabbanan are only on those things where it doesn't say beferish in the Torah. But it says beferish in the Torah, they didn't use their koyach to be oiker a beferish halach. It says beferish in the Torah, b'yoyim hashmini yimol b'sar halasai, crystal clear, so then they didn't want to tamper with that. All the other things it doesn't say specifically on Shabbos, there, the Gemara Darish is B'yom HaShemini, regardless of which day it comes out, even B'Shabbos, that's the reason why the Torah says expressly B'yom HaShemini.
It's interesting, they say Shami Reno Arbanos,
to
bring it to the Baki. In other words, why not just say in general, Shami Reno, you'll forget that you forgot the chauffeur, Shami Reno Arbanos.
You forgot your Megillah at home.
You're bringing the Baki here. Issue, but
I'm assuming that if you left it at home, then you'll invite everybody to your house to go and listen. Right?
Uh-huh, maybe, yeah.
Anyway, looking more about them. First wide line, Mishchol B'Yisimedi, Shein Zerem Yerich, Menzakai, V'chuli. Tan Rabban, Pamachas, Chol, Rosh Hashan, V'yos, B'Shabbos. Oh, V'yikol Ha'orim, Miskansin, and they all wanted to get together to blow shofar. It's Omer Lehem, Rabbi Yerich, Menzakai, L'Bnei B'Seira, Niska, no, let's go and blow the shofar. Who are the B'nei B'Seira? Rashi says, G'doy Li Hador Hoyu. Greiser mensch, Greiser paskin. So Rabbi Yechon Zaka was a Greiser mensch, and they were Greiser mensch. And he said, even though unfortunately the Beis Hamikdash is Chariv, let's go and institute that you should be able to go and blow in all of the places near Yerushalayim. Niska, Omuloy, and they said, no, you know, let's go and be done, let's think about it, let's go back and forth and try to paskin, whether we should, whether we shouldn't. Omulahem, he said, Niska v'yakach nodin. Afterwards, Rosh Hashanah, first let's go and blow the shofar, and afterwards we'll sit down and we'll discuss. Lach Yotoku, after they blew the shofar, Omuloy, the Virchon Mazake said to them, Omuloy, they said to him, the Mevseder said, no, let's go and sit down. Omulahem, kvar nishma kerem biyavne, they already heard, not kerem, but Keren Biyavna, they already blew the shofar. If you're going to start being mafakmik after they already did it, then it'll be, says Rashi, a gnai shnoi tzilaz toyim al atzmeinim. We're going to look like fools. Here we bask him, let's go and blow. You know what? After we blew, maybe what we did wasn't such a smart thing to do.
So when's the gezerah happen? So in terms of timing, did the Mishnah happen where he said you shouldn't do it on Shabbos?
No, so to bottom.
It's Masa Lister, basically, type thing. They're blowing the Megillah.
This is the first time.
This is the first time.
Okay.
He's saying, Karb Mitzvah happened. Rabbi Yechon Zaka is present with all the B'nai B'Seder. What should we do? So our Mishnah tells us just the bottom line halacha. Says our Gemara, there was a little bit of drama attached to the Takana that initially the B'nai B'Seder were opposed, and he said to them, Rabbi Yisai, Azoyiz Talocha, Azoyiz Igzeir, I'm finished, and after that nobody was mafakpik anymore. That became the established norm according to Rabbi Yechon Zaka, according to our Mishnah. Om Rabbi Lov, Yisken, Rabbi Yechon Zaka, Elbi Yavdu B'Vod, Om Rabbi Yech, V'yach, V'yach, Kol Mokin Shiyesh, Poi, Bezden. Who's that Omrulai? Freddy Omrulai and Tanakam. It's the same thing as Tanakama of our Mishnah. Tanakama also said, B'chol Mokim Sheish Bezdin, you can go and blow the shofar. And for the Gemara, Ikim and Ayu Beidina de Akroi. What means Beidina de Akroi? Beidina Akroi means it's not a permanent Bezdin that sits there on a permanent basis. They're open for shop every Monday and Thursday or whatever. It's a traveling Bezdin that they're temporarily there for a month or two and then they're moving on to somewhere else. Oh, that's a machlek. Look at the last Rashi. Bezdin Dakroi. Litane kama took inon. We will allow for being tokeya. Litane di omra lo yisavar. Echad yavna. Di echad kol mokum sheyesh by bezdin means a bezdin kavua. Dom ye di yavna. So if it has a bezdin kavua, then you can blow the shofar. If it doesn't have a bezdin kavua, just a bezdin akroi, then you cannot blow the shofar on Shabbos. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael. We should be able to hear the Kiyah Shofar. It's Megish. And I get the show.